Hi, this is another message from Theo Brady, Executive Director of the National Council on Independent Living. Today's topic is on DEIA. It seems like more and more people are getting into diversity, equity, inclusion, and accessibility consulting. Everyone is claiming to be an expert. Well, I'm not an expert. The more I read and research on the topic of DEIA, the more I realize how little I actually know. But this I know. There are plenty of businesses and organizations that want to be more diverse, but don't know how. Plenty of businesses and organizations want to be more equitable, but don't know how. Plenty of businesses and organizations want to be more inclusive, but just don't know how. And finally, there are plenty of businesses and organizations that want to be more accessible, but don't know how. But now one would think, with all the how-to books and how-to videos that are out there, this would not be a problem. But this I also know. Moving toward more significant DEIA outcomes that yield real change is complex, with no overnight solutions. I also know this. It begins with not lying to yourself. The first thing that must happen is for a business or organization to admit a problem does exist. And hopefully take these steps. Look around the boardroom. Or look around your business or organization. Does everyone look the same? Same race, same background, same gender? This points to diversity. Now, as you look around again, you might see men and women and say, okay, we have both men and women, so we have diversity. Then the question you must address is this. Are both the men and women employees treated fairly with pay and promotions? Well, this points to equity. Now look around again and observe how your male and your females are getting along. You know, do they tell ethnic jokes? Are there bullies around? Male or female dominance? This points to inclusion, a sense of belonging. And finally, look around again because you made this great effort on diversity and hired a person with a disability to use a wheelchair. You get an A+ for diversity. But can this person with a disability freely utilize your office facilities, your restrooms, or exercise rooms? This points to accessibility. This DEI stuff is definitely complex. There are no easy overnight solutions. It takes time and must continually be a priority for decision makers, the people with the power and the influence. I wish there were a how-to video out there. I would definitely buy it and watch it. It would probably, again, remind me how little I know about DEIA. Be well. This is Theo Brady from NICL.